talking about travel. My co-host is Richard Manson. By day, he is entertainment manager and producer at Flying Elephant. Very busy man. He's just produced and built, not single-handedly, of course, but with his team, a huge iceberg, which is at the moment on the creek, apparently.
It
and
is.
Moving
it is
its way around Dubai.
Floating bridge. You can go down and have a look. And even if you can't go and see it in the day, you can go and see it at night, because it's all beautifully lit up. It's quite a spectacle at night, actually.
And you are an avid traveller. We're going to be getting your travel tips a little bit later, looking at the USA and also Thailand, places you've visited yourself. But if you wanted to go there this summer, Rich has rooted out and found some...
I've researched. I was up all night trawling the internet
to find some of those deals. On the line, we have CEO of the Holiday Factory, Hakan Bakar. A very good morning to you, Hakan.
Good morning to all.
Good morning to you there in Germany. Whereabouts in Germany are you, Hakan?
I'm in Hamburg now. It's a great, wonderful weather here.
Yeah, I've been to Hamburg, actually. That's a great city to visit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you have some fun in Hamburg, I think. So, Hakan, you're the CEO of Holiday Factory. This was recently launched here in Dubai back in May, only last month. And it's a package holiday company. And that's something I don't think we're so used to here in Dubai, being able to go and book a package holiday. So tell us a little bit about the company, and then we'll get into the deals you've got.
Yeah, so you're right. We are the first real package tour operator in the UAE. We launched this May, on the 16th of May, and we have a brochure with 172 pages and offering 34 destinations in 23 countries. All our packages include the flights, the transfer, and the hotel accommodation. And also we have holiday representatives in every destination. So the passengers don't need to care of anything. Everything is organized by Holiday Factory, and we have great deals in our package, in our brochure.
So is this the main way of selling? Is through a brochure, a website? Do you have an office? Because that's an interesting thing as times are changing now more and more. Richard, you were just saying there in the break, more and more we're buying our holidays online. So how do we buy a holiday from the Holiday Factory?
So, of course, we also have a Holiday Factory website, which the customers can explore all the destinations. And there is also a soft copy of our brochure, so they can see it online. We have an office in the Dubai Festival City, but we are also distributing our products via all the travel agencies in the UAE. So that means we have contracts with all the travel agencies, and clients can book their holidays also in another travel agency office.
And Hakan, are these holidays mainly aimed at the family market?
So it's mixed. We have a lot of products which are fine for families, and the main category is in the mid-class. That means we have 3, 4, and 5-star hotels, and they are selected by a good budget for family, and as well as city hotels, which is good for single travelers.
Okay. And in the hotel accommodation itself, is this mainly a half board package? I mean, are you having your meals in the hotel, and does Holiday Factory also organize the excursions when you're in your destination?
So mainly the hotels in the cities are with bed and breakfast. In the holiday resorts, it depends on the hotel. They have half board and also all inclusive.
So tell us, this is what we really want to know, some of the deals you've got at the moment with Holiday Factory. Let's find, because, you know, if we're planning to travel for the summer, we are kind of leaving it a bit late now, aren't we? If we want to get a really good deal, if that's the case, tell me.
So, for example, for summers, we have destinations like Thailand, where we are offering Bangkok, Phuket, and Pattaya, and the prices are starting from 2,370 AED for 5 nights package.
Okay, now would you consider that a good deal, Richard?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a very good deal, considering, you know, you are going semi-long haul. I mean, it's a six and a half hour flight. You're going to an exotic destination, and you're getting your hotels and your transport included. I think that's a very good deal. Yeah, very good deal.
Very good. And I think it's a popular destination from this region to go to Thailand. Summer months, is that a good time to go to Thailand? Hakan?
So it's not the absolutely high season there, but the weather is good, and I will suggest to go at this time because it is good weather over there.
Right, and it fits for us, doesn't it? As you know, this is when the majority of people will take their leave, will be over the next couple of months.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, that's sounding good. So where else have you got? What other deals have you got?
So we have Malaysia with Kuala Lumpur, starting from 2,300 for a 3-day package. And then we have Penang and Langkawi, which are also around 3,500, including 5 days hotel accommodation. This is very interesting. A lot of people are interested to go to Malaysia. And also we have Turkey, which is only 4.5 hour travel to Istanbul as a city destination, and a lot of people are going to combine this with the beach destination Antalya, so they are booking 3 days Istanbul and 5 days Antalya, which is a very famous holiday destination. So, and the package of 8 days comes about 3,800, 4,000 per each, and this is one of the top destinations people are booking now.
Do you find that as we become perhaps a little more independent or adventurous with our travels, you know, people, particularly in this region, like to travel, you know, whether it's with business, we get used to it because we're traveling back to home countries, whatever, but we do travel a lot. Are you finding that, how are the trends looking for the future? Do you see the future of travel being more towards packages, or is it going to be more about the adventure holiday or experiential holidays where people get to experience something, be a part of a culture or whatever it may be?
I mean, adventure and experience holidays, this will every time happen. But I think the future of package holidays, it is, you know, from the western part of the world, in Europe, in Germany, in UK, people are traveling since 30 years with packages. And to have a package which is pre-organized before has always the benefit to have good prices. So if it's affordable, the people will travel more, because I think traveling and making holiday is like eating and sleeping. But the problem at the moment or till now was in the UAE that you have not affordable packages.
And there's something very relaxing about knowing a holiday's booked and everything's taken care of for you. I mean, if you have you have a busy life, and the last thing you want to stress and to sort of organise things on your holiday. So it's a very nice way of sort of knowing that it's all taken care of.
Yeah, and I think particularly if you're going for your sort of short stay, so your 3 to 5 days, because you've not got a lot of time, and if you've not been there before, you don't want to waste time or make the mistakes. So going with someone that you trust is going to give you get you into the right destination and get you from A to B. With regards to insurance and that kind of thing, booking through Holiday Factory, how can you reassure and give the consumer confidence?
So you mean traveling insurance for medical?
Well, yeah, I mean, our insurance, that when we're traveling and booking our whole holiday, a package with Holiday Factory, that it's going to be, if there is any problems with travel or the hotel, you know, what's the comeback? Do we come back to Holiday Factory? You know, how do you deal with that if something goes wrong?
So we are, our company is an LLC company in the UAE, and we have several rules. So we have to have a travel agency and as well as a tour operator license, which regards an insurance we have to do. So the traveling insurance is included in our package. Additionally, our clients can book a medical insurance if they don't have any other one. So they are insured and they have the flight tickets and they are getting all the travel documents and the vouchers with himself.
Mm. And when you mentioned there the deals at the moment with Thailand, Malaysia, are these things that we could go literally today and go to the office or go online to Holiday Factory and book? Or is it something that, you know, to fly, say, in the next couple of weeks? Or is it that you have to book this and there's, you know, it's a quite a while in advance?
Oh, it depends. I mean, at the moment, there are still capabilities available, but there are some hotels which are already booked. So I suggest to plan at least 2 weeks before, but the habits of the population in the UAE is more to book very shortly. So, and we are prepared for this. So we have allotments in the hotels with very short deadlines for within 3-5 days. And if there is a hotel not giving the allotment on our system, so we are going to get in touch with these and try to get the room. But normally there are capabilities, but I suggest to book 1 or 2 weeks before.
For now, Hakan Bakar, CIO of Holiday Factory, thanks so much for giving us a heads up of the deals today with the Holiday Factory, and all the best with it, and look forward to catching up with you again very soon when you're back in Dubai.
Thank you very much, Suzanne.
Thank you. Enjoy your stay in Germany. Do stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be getting Richard's tips on journeying to the USA, in particular Florida.